Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, hey! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. We are brought to you, as always, by the fine folks over at Remy Martin. Team up with excellence. If you haven't picked up the Chicago VSOP, I highly recommend you do. It's great. I shared some Remy Martin with some friends. My buddy Rachel Staub and her husband Adam. They were nice enough. We did an event at Benny's in Orland a few months ago. And they stopped by and I was like, you know, you guys really need to try this. So I sent them a couple of bottles and I'm glad that they enjoyed them. It was really good partnership with Remy Martin. Very happy at kind of what this partnership has been over the last year. So, I'm not going to hold you too long. I just wanted to share this really cool thing that ended up happening. When I'm not at the score, I am often at my alma mater, DePaul University. Roll Blue Demons. Wait, that's mixing the two. Anyway, I love working there as what I like to call, I'm a scholar practitioner. I guess technically I could be under the heading of lecturer or adjunct professor, but I like scholar practitioner because I'm teaching what I know and I'm teaching what I do. And I've found it to be probably the most fulfilling stuff that I've done in a career of really cool and fulfilling stuff. I am the best version of myself when I am in front of a classroom and in front of students. And I've only had good experiences with the students. And this is, man, I have been teaching at DePaul for 13 years, which is crazy. Now, I don't teach every quarter. Usually it's once. There are a couple years where I doubled up, but usually it's once a year. So I do like one quarter, and usually spring quarter is when I like to teach because it's when I'm the least busy because a big portion of my life has been bear stuff. So in the fall, it can be difficult when you're grading papers and grading assignments. And yes, I still do papers. There's been an adjustment for my students that one of the ways that I am combating AI is I want stuff that's handwritten, and I know that they could just handwrite stuff on the AI, but trust me, the assignments that I'm giving them, it's difficult, not impossible, but difficult for them to AI their way out of it, especially when we get to the process of downloading the stuff that they have done, meaning when we talk about it in class the next day. I always love it. I love how enthusiastic they are. I love how much they try. You know, I get emotional thinking about it because they get better. By the end of the quarter, they want to get better and they get better. And we're only halfway through the quarter now, and I can see that the group that I have this quarter is really strong. And a lot of fun, and it's fun for me to tell them about the olden days, which is really weird because I'm still not quite 50 yet, but I do feel like an old person in front of them, and in some cases, they need that. They need a little bit of old school to add to the incredible new school stuff that they're able to do, their ability, and it's fun, and it means the world to me that they listen and they get better and they want to get better. I would tell your student if you asked me for advice about college or this industry, I would say that when you're in college, like I said to my students on Tuesday, think of it as a wet towel. You got to wring that towel out. You should use the university for whatever you need, because when you get out into the real world, that stuff costs a lot of money. And the fact that you can have counseling, like career counseling and internship offices and all, this is all stuff that DePaul offers. And not that DePaul is alone in that, you know, my other alma mater, Alabama, like they do the same thing. Blue Demon's Tide. Is that how it would? Anyway, but yeah, any student that's watching this or any parent that shows this to a student, I don't know if you would even do that, or if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, it's appreciated, but take advantage of the university and all the things that it has to offer. It's partly how I ended up working at the score, was because senior year, which is a little late, quite honestly, you go in there and you find out that there were part-time jobs that were being open and that were open. And I found out about the Channel 9 job, and I found out about the score part-time job from the career office at DePaul. And I ended up working at both. And, you know, then I became full-time at the score, but we're a week from now be my 27th anniversary at the score. And it's because, partly because I was able to get the internship at MAQ and then get the part-time job at the score a couple years later. So use up the university for all of its resources, because as soon as you walk out of the door there, you are now part of the Alumni Association, and they are going to ask you for money. So you might as well, all that money that you're spending on tuition or your parents are spending on tuition, use that. Get what you need from the university. Have no stone unturned. Whatever professor you click with is okay to bother them as much as you want, because that's why they pay us, so that we can work with students and you want them to get better.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So beyond my homily about colleges and universities, I just wanted to say that my kids, and I call them that and they're okay with it, my kids, they have good thoughts. They have good Bears thoughts. So here was the assignment. For last week, I assigned them each a team, and they got to choose which team they were going to follow for the draft. A lot of my students are from the Chicagoland area, so they picked the Bears, to which I said, are you sure that you want me to be the prosecutor on Monday asking you about the Bears draft? And they took on the challenge. Some of them were like, no, I'm going to pick another team. And I think that was a good choice too. I have a student who isn't from here, isn't from the United States. And so we've been working on like the concept of American football, and they kind of had to give their report to me about what they thought their teams did. What I love about it is, and one of the things I love about teaching is the awakening. And there's a lot of different ways that it plays out, and throughout a quarter, I've gotten used to some of the awakenings that have happened. Like with this particular group, I had them read a commercial that we do often at the score. And the awakening was them going, hey, professor, can we rewrite this? And I go, yes, you can absolutely rewrite it. And then we go into why the commercial is written the way it is and how you're often asked to do more with less in all departments. And seeing that level of growth was really cool. But watching them debate the Bears draft was phenomenal. I had one student who was incensed by the fact that the Bears didn't get a defensive end. And so, you know, I'm kind of doing these in like 3-minute little chunks with each student because there's a lot of kids in my class. And this student was not having it. They wanted to talk more about the fact that the Bears still haven't really found themselves a defensive end. The beautiful part about it and the stuff that is absolutely like endearing to someone who teaches content creation. I love that in that moment of doing all of this research, and they used, I told them about Dane Brugler's The Beast, and I told them that if you're a student, you should definitely have a subscription to The Athletic, and it's helpful. The amount of research that these kids did was professional level. So they came armed, and that's what I love. They were ready to talk and debate and put together their thoughts on the Bears. They were all ready to go, and it was beautiful. So there they are. So then, you know, I have the one student who's just going off, and I was like, man, you sound like one of the better callers that would call our station. You have found something that bothers you. You have done the research. You are willing to talk about it. And the part that was awesome is that there was like a chorus of amens from other students who did the Bears as their team for the draft. And so it was kind of great because I have students who work for Radio DePaul and TV DePaul and all this stuff. And so the one student didn't, but he was then asked to come on a couple of the other students' podcasts and shows. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. The students don't know this, but at some point, well, they probably do if they watch this, but they'll find out in the next week or so. One of the things that I have planned for them is peer networking. You want to network with me? Okay. Understand that I'm busy. Now, usually when it comes to that type of networking, DePaul students, Alabama students will get priority for me, okay? You take care of home first. But if you're trying to have Layla be your mentor, Layla's got shit to do. She's friendly, and she will help where she can, but she's got stuff to do. If you want to reach out to Ben Bradley and be like, hey, you have time to sit down and have coffee with me? Probably not, because Ben's chasing Tiffany Hinyard around Dalton. He's got stuff to do. I want them to do peer networking because you never know who you're sitting next to. And that these people, you might find lifetime friendships, partnerships, that will not just enrich you from a business standpoint, but will enrich you from a personal standpoint. And to see it play out organically was amazing. To see them bond over their feelings about what the Bears did or did not do in the draft was exactly why you do this. It's why I teach. In this moment, this student now gets to meet other like-minded students and gets to have to be with an audience that the other students have built up. And so it was just great. It was just great. And I think they actually have a point, too, about the defensive end stuff. But I love that they took it upon themselves to really throw themselves into the research. And it comes out with maybe some people making new friends and new colleagues. And it doesn't get better than that. It really doesn't. And those kids are, anytime I teach, like, it's really important to me because you're going back over the basics. So ideally, as a broadcaster, like, you get better. But seeing them want to get better and seeing them learn lessons that I had planned and haven't even deployed yet is phenomenal. So maybe it's at the end of the quarter I'll introduce you to them, but I just wanted to share, like, those are beautiful things, and I'm very proud to be from a family of teachers. And I never thought that it would be this. I kind of thought I'd be teaching, like, high school history or something. That was ideal, the idea back then. But I'm so happy I get to teach this thing, and you get to see, like, lights click on, and it's beautiful. And you don't even have to do it formally like I do, but there's something amazing about helping young people get on the track to where they want to go. And who would think that their displeasure with the Bears draft would be the thing that would allow for such a beautiful moment between students? And I hope they remember that, and I hope they pass that along. And that can be their gift to me. You know what I'm saying? I loved it. It was beautiful. I hope you have something similar happen in whatever it is that you share with someone, when the light clicks on and people connect because of it. It's beautiful. I'm going to stop because I'm going to start crying. So I'll keep you updated on them. They're a good group, and they're pretty hilarious. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.